You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to another show of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so delighted that you are here with me today.
Why can't we always manifest what we truly desire? Is it a cosmic no, or are we somehow blocking our own way? Have you ever felt like you're doing all the right things, visualizing, affirming, believing, but still, some desires seem just out of reach? It's like ordering a pizza with all your favorite toppings and getting one that's close but not quite right. You appreciate the pizza, but you can't help wondering about the mix-up. First off, it's not just you. This is a common experience, and it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. Sometimes what we think we want isn't in alignment with what's truly best for us, or the timing isn't right. It's like wanting to eat that ice cream right before dinner. Sure, it sounds great, but it might not be the best idea. Now, could it be a higher power steering the ship? Many believe that the universe has a way of guiding us toward what's truly meant for us, even if it doesn't match our initial order. It's not so much saying no, but rather not this way or not right now. I've got something even better in store. So how can you ensure you're not blocking your desires? Here's where we get into the nitty-gritty. Manifestation isn't just about asking, it's about aligning. Imagine trying to listen to your favorite radio station, this one, of course, but you're not quite tuned in. You might catch bits and pieces, but it's not clear. Similarly, if you're not fully aligned with your desires through your thoughts, feelings, and actions, you might not be on the right frequency. Here's the correct way to manifest closer to what you really want. Be crystal clear about what you desire. Vagueness is the enemy of manifestation. It's like going on a road trip without a map. Sure, you'll end up somewhere, but will it be where you wanted? Belief. Truly believe not only that you can have what you desire, but that you deserve it. Doubt is like trying to drive with the handbrake on. It won't stop you, but it'll make the journey a lot harder. Your actions, thoughts, and emotions need to be in harmony with your desires. It's like baking a cake. You need the right ingredients in the right amounts. Miss one and your cake won't rise. Letting go. This is the tricky part. You've got to trust the universe's timing and wisdom. It's like planting a seed. You water it, give it sunlight, but then you have to let nature take its course. You can't pull at the seedlings to make them grow faster. Remember, manifestation is a journey, not a sprint. Sometimes the universe's detours are where we find our greatest lessons and blessings. So keep believing, keep aligning, and stay open to the magic that unfolds. Sometimes the road to manifesting our desires is like trying to tune into a radio station while driving through tunnels. You know the station is there playing your favorite songs, but the signal gets fuzzy or lost entirely at times. It's not that the music has stopped, it's just that your current position, or in the case of manifestation, your current state of being, isn't conducive to clear reception. This brings us to an essential point, patience and persistence. Manifesting your dreams isn't about instant gratification. It's more like nurturing a garden. You plant the seeds of your desires with clarity and intention, water them with belief and positive actions, and then you wait. You trust, and sometimes you have to deal with weeds, those doubts and fears that crop up. But with patience and persistence, your garden will flourish. Now let's address a common concern. Am I blocking my own desires? It's a valid question. Sometimes, without realizing it, we hold on to limiting beliefs that act like barriers to our own success. It's like wanting to fly, but insisting on clinging to the ground. The key here is self-awareness. Take time to reflect on your beliefs and attitudes towards success, abundance, and worthiness. Are they supporting your desires or hindering them? this introspection can be eye-opening. Here's a little exercise to help with this. Write down a desire you have, then list all the reasons you believe it can't or won't happen. Next to each reason, challenge it. Is it truly a fact, or is it a belief you've adopted over time? This exercise can help illuminate and dismantle those hidden blocks. And remember, the universe's no or not yet isn't a rejection. It's redirection. Sometimes what we desire evolves or changes as we do. What we thought we wanted might not serve us anymore, and the universe, in its infinite wisdom, guides us toward what truly fulfills us. It's like insisting on wearing shoes that are too small. They might look great, but they're not going to get you very far. Sometimes letting go of one dream makes space for another, more aligned with who you are becoming. In closing, remember that manifesting your dreams is a dance with the universe. It requires clarity, belief, alignment, and a willingness to let go and trust the process. Keep your heart open, your intentions clear, and your actions aligned. The universe is always listening, always responding, and often in ways that surprise and delight us. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. Keep sending out those beautiful signals into the universe and stay tuned for more insights and inspiration on the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Until next time, keep manifesting your dreams into reality. And if you have not been to my YouTube channel yet, well, you may be missing a lot of great information all about the Law of Attraction Radio.
And to all my wonderful listeners, have a great
week. Have a great week.
And don't forget to ask the universe for a sign. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com. And have a great week.